Every 4 years, the world goes on hold. Nuclear sanctions or blockades seem a lot less urgent, and certainly no one anywhere else cares whose ass the president is looking to kick. Every 4 years for 1 month, the world focuses on its first love. The world plays football.
Lehmann is beaten! Grosso scored! And Italy are heading to Berlin!
Starting today, the dominant is now the underdog. The marginalized are now the magical. It's the World Cup of Soccer, and it starts this morning. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 11th. The World Cup is about to start. I'm Todd Zwillick in this morning with Lynn Scherr. Both John and Celeste are out. Good morning, Lynn.
Morning, Todd. I've not seen you so excited about something. You are really into this athletic event. Okay, let's first get a check of all the morning's top news.
And the top news this morning, the world stage is set. The question is, are you ready? Start of the World Cup is just 3 hours away in South Africa. Around the world, people from all cultures and walks of life will have one thing in common this morning. They'll be glued to the television to watch the opening match between host country South Africa and Mexico. Alex Capstick, BBC World Service sports correspondent, is at the opening ceremony in Johannesburg, joins us live right now. Alex, I think I can hear some crowds milling behind you. I hear a few vuvuzelas, I think.
You certainly can. We've had the sound of vuvuzelas filling the air of Johannesburg over the past week, and obviously the crescendo building ahead of the opening match and the opening ceremony, which begins in 2 hours' time. I'm standing outside Soccer City, a fantastic stadium, one of 10 new stadiums or upgraded stadiums built for this World Cup. It really is a stunning ground, one of the best I've ever seen, and the crowds have started filling the stadium around about 2 hours ago, so they're in there in plenty of time to get themselves comfortable, get themselves ready for that opening ceremony, and then the match. A great atmosphere in and around Johannesburg this week, and a terrific one outside the ground, and interesting, plenty of Mexicans here to support their team, wearing their ponchos and their sombreros, and mixing with the South Africans, everybody enjoying themselves, everyone looking forward to the big kickoff.
It's a big moment for the world and a huge moment for South Africa. Alex Capstick, you can hear him right outside Soccer City. The vuvuzela's going off. Now, I've got my vuvuzela right
the horns.
Here.
Can we just, for those people who don't really know what it is, it's a horn. It's a big, long, fabulous horn that makes that noise.
Which Takeaway listeners will have the wonderful opportunity to hear me blow, but not right now. Maybe in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that.
All right, turning to some other news now. With each new look, the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico keeps getting worse. Government's scientists have doubled their estimate of how much oil has been gushing into that Gulf. It's now believed 840,000 to 1.5 million gallons are spilling every day. That means roughly one Exxon Valdez disaster every week. Nearly two Olympic-sized swimming pools of oil every day. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says several methods were used to come up with a new number.
They actually took very sensitive acoustic devices down there and actually tried to get a cross-section of the volume using a sonar-like apparatus.
For the first time, oil has also been found in Florida's inland waterways. Turning to markets now, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,172. The S&P opens at 1,086, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,218. Coming up this morning, we take a look behind one of the most iconic faces of last year's protests in Iran, Neda Sultan. Her death was caught on video, and we talk with the filmmakers behind a new documentary about her. That's later this hour.
And in just a few minutes, could the oil spill in the Gulf, as bad as it is, actually lead to any great change in the American environmental movement and, more importantly, in American environmental policy? It's coming up in just a few minutes.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.